to the end zone. What a catch! McCarron touchdown!
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good afternoon from West Mifflin and the WPIL playoffs here on the WJPA Sports Network. Today we have four games on our broadcast platforms with NFHS video on each. Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Gregg, along with our network crew, floor director Eric Bennett, videographer Scott Donnelly, and studio producer Jacob Knisner. We start things off with a 5A softball quarterfinal as number 10 Trinity takes on number 2 Shaler here on WJPA AM. In about an hour, our colleagues from Lawrence County Sports will bring you the 6A softball quarterfinal between number 4 Canada McMillan and number 5 Pine Richland. That audio available online at WJPA.com and NFHS as well. Then we have two more games on WJPA AM. 5A baseball 7-10 game between Peters Township and Baldwin. Then back here to West Mifflin for another 5A softball quarterfinal, featuring number 3 West Allegheny and defending PIAA champion number 6 Thomas Jefferson. Trinity comes in off a 7-0 shutout of number 7 South Fayette Monday, the Hillers' second straight win, but the 10 seed is just 4-4 after a season-long 5-game win streak into mid-April. Shaler has won 5 straight games, including Monday's 8-0 win over Connellsville. That streak comes immediately after the Titans' only section loss, a 3-2 setback to North Hills. Today's game on the WJPA Sports Network is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. By the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. And by Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. The rumors are true. We'll look at the entire 5A softball bracket and take a look at the starting lineups when our pregame show continues here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Spring into home construction season with...
This is Coach Guy Monacalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, sending along best wishes to all our spring athletes. Our annual banquet, Sunday, June 8th, will honor 12 new inductees, plus the 1982 Ringgold Rams football and the 1987-88 Waynesburg University basketball teams of yesteryear, as well as a number of special honorees. Log on now to get your tickets and join the celebration. WashGreenSportsHall.org.
Captains and coaches meeting with umpires at the moment here in the home plate area. Those of you watching on our NFHS video can see that. Here's the bracket. Number 1 seed Penn Trafford will be here following this game. They'll take on number 9 Chartiers Valley. That's scheduled for a 5 o'clock start. We have the 2-10 matchup, Shaler and Trinity. Tonight at 7 o'clock, it's the 3-6 game. We'll have that here on WJPA AM and online as well. Number 3, West Allegheny. Number 6, defending state champion Thomas Jefferson. and getting ready to start at North Allegheny, number 4 North Hills, and number 12 Fox Chapel. As we indicated, this is one of four broadcasts for you on our platforms today. Coming up at about 4 o'clock, Lawrence County friends are going to stream for us the audio for Cannon McMillan and Pine Richland softball, that in the 6A quarterfinals. At 4:30, Lanny Fratteri and Don Rebel will be here on WJPA AM, or at least as soon as we are done, Peters Township and Baldwin, 5A first-round baseball action. And then we're right back here tonight at West Mifflin with a 7 o'clock scheduled start for that TJ and West Allegheny matchup. Crazy yesterday. Everything scheduled to be played yesterday got postponed. That will all be played tomorrow, including five games that we'll have for you, and we'll talk about those a little later on during our broadcast.
Please let the players play. The coaches coach.
We have, I think by my last count on what was supposed to be Tuesday and will now be Thursday, 16 Washington and Greene County teams in the baseball and softball brackets for action coming up tomorrow. Trinity comes in 12-9. Hillers beat South Fayette. Right ahead of that, they beat Baldwin to give themselves a chance to share the section championship with Thomas Jefferson. But TJ's win over Connellsville left the Jaguars alone. Alone atop the section with Trinity and Baldwin tied a game back and Connellsville in fourth place. On the other side, Shaler is 15-4, winners of five in a row, back-to-back shutouts, and in fact, the Titans have allowed only one run in the last four games, that a single run in a 3-1 win against Newcastle. The Titans beat Connellsville 8-0 in the first round. That's after shutting out Knock, the 3-1 win over Newcastle, and a 9-0 shutout of Mars. Crazy game with Newcastle on the 28th of April, 10-9 final score in that ball game. So again, Trinity 12-9, Shaler at 15-4 coming in, but the way this bracket works, you win today or your season ends. There is no second chance for quarterfinal losers, unlike basketball, where we have seen the use of the qualifier brackets for state tournament action. You got to get to you have to get to the Final Four to be one of the Final Four in WPIAL softball here in 5A. Top four head to the PIAA tournament that is set to begin the Monday after Labor Day.
At second base.
Starting lineups being introduced here at West Mifflin. Trinity will bat in this order. Allie Krenzlak, Hannah Sohusky, and Maddie Ray on top. Gabby Humphreys, Alexa Zawacki, Nina Christie in the middle. Riley Venick, Remy Seitz, and Charlotte Hinkler on the bottom. Emma Starr, the right fielder, is the flex player. For Tom Source and the Shaler area Titans,
at center field,
Jayla Antamaki, followed by Ellie Nickel and Alyssa Scaffold. That's the top of the order. Addison Oleski, Emily Spears, and Hallie Majeski in the middle. Olivia Sachs, Olivia Geraldowski, and Ellen Nash in the bottom. And Bria Basilevac is the pitcher. First pitch when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Just about set here at West Mifflin, all turf surface, playing area completely enclosed. There are no holes with the exception of the dugout gates where balls can get loose and become a problem. We're 197 right down the line in both left and right, and straight away right at the scoreboard is 200 feet, and it is an, I guess, about a 8-foot, maybe 10-foot fence all the way around. Bria Basilevac in the circle, Allison Schaffold catching, Addison Oleski at first, Ellie Nickel at second, Jayla Antamaki at short, and Olivia Sachs is the third baseman for Shaler. Outfield left to right, Olivia Geraltowski, Ellen Nash, and Emily Spears. And we certainly are thrilled that you've chosen to join us here today following the game. We will recognize our player of the game, that presented by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Got to win this round to extend your season. A loss today ends the 2025 softball season for whoever is in that situation. Here at West Mifflin, we have three of the four 5A quarterfinals. Allie Krenzelak will lead off. Trinity center fielder, 493 average. First pitch, this is outside for ball one, and we are underway. And the clock tells me we're 2 minutes ahead of schedule. Basilevac gets the sign, winds and deals. Pitch to Krenzelak, breaks over the heart of the plate for a called strike. Corner infielders are up. No surprise there to a leadoff batter. Swing and a miss. Pitch that never did get over the plate. Nice location from Basilevac. One ball, two strikes. Leadoff batter of the game. Pitch foul tipped and not held on to. In and out of the glove of Schaffold, as you saw there. Oh, well. Set and do it all over again. Basilevac, right-hander deals. Ball hit in the air to left. Geraltowski comes in several steps, makes the catch. First out. We'll bring up
batting next, number 11,
two-time first-team All-State player Hannah Suhoski. And Maddie Ray into the on-deck area. Left-handed batter, second in a row. Silovac's pitch is pop foul. That's going to get out of play back behind us. Baseball and softball co-located. In fact, the press box is a shared building here down the long hallway to the baseball press box. 0-1 count to Suhoski. Basilevac's pitch is beating the ground foul, the first base side. Now 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Trinity shortstop, Hannah Suhoski. Four home runs on the season. Basilevac, very deliberate, deals. Ball pop foul again. That's three straight foul balls off the bat of Suhoski. Hasn't really timed anything up. First one was fouled off way to the left. The second one beat into the ground up the first base side to the dugout, and that one fouled off way to the left as well, back behind home plate. Another 0-2 popped up. This is in center field. Room looks like for Nash. He'll come in right in the middle of the West Mifflin logo. Two fly ball outs here in the Trinity first. I'll bring up pitcher Matty Ray.
Number 7, Matty Ray.
Ray, 362 average. All section first team honors this year as a pitcher. Right-handed batter. Brasilevac's first pitch is fouled off in on the hands. And Ray just kind of an awkward swing there and fouled it off. No balls and a strike. Breaking ball called strike two. Caught the inside edge of the plate. Vasilovac thought started that pitch right at the batter. Broke over the inside corner. Comes the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Side retired. Two flyouts and a strikeout. Hillers go in order. We played half an inning. Trinity nothing. Shaler coming to bat on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Jess. She loves to run. So does Jade. And Jen does too. And while they all love running, at AHN Sports Medicine, we know they each need a little something different to get faster. Our doctors and specialists pinpoint that difference and make a personalized conditioning plan to improve Jen's stride and Jade's endurance and Jess's form. Because at AHN Sports Medicine, we see you.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Set the Trinity defense for you. Matty Ray in the circle. Alexa Zawacki catching. Gabby Humphreys at first. Charlotte Hinkler at second. Nina Christie at third with Hannah Suhoski, the infield general at short. Riley Vienick in left. Allie Krenzelak in center. And Emma Starr is the right fielder.
Leading off for the Titans.
Jayla Antamaki will lead off for Shaler. Right-handed batter, shortstop for the Titans. Ray set, right-hander winds and deals. It's Mrs. Lowe for a ball. Winner will take on the West Allegheny Thomas Jefferson winner next week. Pitch breaks across the strike zone between the thigh and the knees. And Tamaki back in. Wind and deal 1-1 right down the inside edge for a called strike two. Try to get a little more from our home plate umpire, but also don't want to blast your ears with the PA speakers right outside. Line shot into right, gets down. Starr plays it on one hop. Opposite field single for Jayla Antamaki. We have our game's first base runner. I'll bring up Ellie Nickel, second baseman.
Now batting number 2, Ellie Nickel.
Nickel, left-handed batter. Bunt shown. Pitch taken low and away for ball one. Alyssa Schaffold waits on deck. Bunt shown. Pitch taken high. Ball two. the traditional line of thinking always is if the team's going to give you an out, you take it. 2-0, comebacker. Over the pitcher, flip to second, in time for the out. Tough play there. Great job there by shortstop Sohosky. When that ball got past Ray, might have been trouble, but the quick flip and the out is recorded. So the Hillers get the lead runner, 6-4 on the force out. Nickel aboard and Shaffold to the plate. First pitch, outer half, called strike. The ball's in a strike. Addie Ray into the windup. Ball popped up in the infield. Ray calling for it. She's going to take it herself. Two down. And that was instant. As soon as Ray read that ball between her and the baseline, started calling for it immediately and makes the catch.
Your current batter, number 10,
Addison Oleski. First pitch off the mark, misses down and away for a ball. Haley Majewski hoping to bat in this frame. Line shot, second baseman Hinkler reaches out and grabs it, going down to her knee to end the inning. Couple of hard hit balls, a base hit for Shaler, and a runner left on. We played one. Trinity nothing, Shaler nothing on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money. All from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
A little music interlude here between innings.
Leading
great to have you off.
Leading
the Trinity Gabby second Humphreys. Inning, Gabby Humphreys coming to the plate. And I'm almost ready for the broadcast to start. Almost. Little scramble here down the stretch, but we did it. Our crew here working diligently. Eric Bennett, Scott Donnelly, getting us all set up. First pitch fouled off. Vasilevac ties Humphreys up, ball in on the wrist. Unable to measure it. No balls and two strikes. Pitch down a little bit too. Great location for that fastball. Pitch up and away for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Silovac gets the sign. The right-hander winds and deals. Swing and a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts. One to close the first. And Humphreys goes down swinging to end
now
or to
batting,
open the
18,
second
Alexa
inning.
Zawacki.
Alexa Zawacki coming to the plate now. Zawacki, 321 average. And apparently Zawacki had something sticking out of her pocket. I got to tell you, I did a baseball game here a couple of years ago where a batter, swing and a miss, Zawacki again tied up there by Vasilevac. A batter didn't have this towel in their pocket the entire game, except when they batted. And I'm like, that's an accoutrement not needed for the game, but umpires let them play on. So Wacky pops up, second baseman Nickel handles that. And now Nina Christie coming to the plate.
Now batting number 22, Nina Christie.
Christie has a home run, freshman season. Ball pop foul, straight back over the press box here at West Mifflin. A ball's in a strike, and Basilevac continues to work in front of Trinity hitters, keep them off pace. Ball popped up. Room near the first base dugout? No. By about 2 feet. That one would have been out of reach for Addison Oleski, but it hit off the front of the roof over that first base dugout. Christie in an 0-2 hole. Basilevac's pitch is pulled but foul down the left field line. Got out in front of that offering. Shaler right-hander winds and deals. Pitch misses away. Checks the wristband, does Basilevac. Now here's the 1-2, swing and a miss. Three strikeouts through two frames for the Shaler right-hander. We play 1.5, Trinity Shaler scoreless on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Spring into home construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner-builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Emily Spears will lead off the Shaler second inning. One base runner combined between the two teams. That'll lead off single for Shaler's Jayla Antamaki. Spears' 400-plus season average pops this one foul and out of play. Home run, 14 RBIs for the Shaler right fielder. Ball pulled foul down the left field line. Hit that one a long way, and that would have left the yard, but if it was December 25th, it'd be Christmas, and I wouldn't be here. But a lot of ifs in this game. Ball and two strikes the count to Emily Spears. Bottom of the second inning. Five hitter for the Titans. Ball hit in the air to right. Starr toward the line. Gets it in the glove for the first out. Ball's in the air today. Trinity, three strikeouts, three fly ball outs. Two in the outfield, one to second base. For Shaler, a line out, a pop out, and a fly out in addition to their force play out at second. Haley Majewski, the designated player, coming to the plate now, hitting .447, three home runs on the year, 18 runs batted in for the Titans. And by my count, that's good for third on the team behind Shaffield and Oleski. Ball popped up behind second baseman, and coming on is the right fielder, Starr. Hinkler started. Looked like right off the bat that might be hers in very shallow right, but the ball carried a little bit, and Starr came on.
27, Olivia
25 Sack. Feet, still in the outfield green turf. Olivia Sachs comes to the plate now. Sachs, 276 average. No home runs and four runs batted in. First pitch in for a strike from Maddie Ray. Crafted a nifty two-hitter on Monday in the shutout win against South Fayette. Here's the 0-1, ground ball to second. Hinkler handles the roller on the turf, flipped to first side, retired. Shaler set down an order in the second. We played two. Trinity nothing, Shaler nothing on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo. The officers of the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame wish the very best to our local baseball and softball playoff teams. Our annual golf scramble is June 16th at South Point and helps fund $13,000 in student-athlete scholarships awarded at our annual banquet. We have room for several additional foursomes, but the field is filling fast. Get all the details online and join the fun. WashGreenSportsHall.org.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Quickly, we go to the top of the third inning. It's supposed to be Venick, Seitz, and Hinkler, I believe. Trinity lineup card that I have lists two flex players, and not really sure you can do that way. Riley Venick hitting .444 on the year, but not a lot of pop. Takes a fastball
your
inside for ball
one. Riley Venick.
Venick, no home runs, just one RBI, but again, a .444 season average. 1-0, pop foul, straight back. Venick has 8 hits on the season. Ball and a strike to Venick. Brasilevac winds and deals. Venick out in front and underneath. Location on that heater. Got it up in the eyes of Venick. She came up empty. Right-hander deals. Swing and a miss. That is four strikeouts through seven batters.
Now batting number 13, Remy Seitz.
And Basilevac now with the 119 strikeouts in 63 innings of work. Remy Seitz into the batter's box. 257 average. 8 runs driven in for Trinity this year. Seitz swings and misses. Basilevac deals, 0-1, comes into the batter's box and hits Seitz on the left arm. So Trinity has its first base
batter
runner.
Next, number 29, Charlotte Hinkler.
Second baseman Charlotte Hinkler to bat now. And indeed, Emma Starr is the flex player and not batting here in the early going, unless something would happen, some change. Hinkler shows bunt, puts it down. Basilevac takes the out at first, back pick to a second, and Seitz not really paying attention there. She stepped on, then over the bag, and she's staring at Sean Gray and took her foot off, and that back pick throw came, but She did step now back. Batting, get her
top
foot
of the
on.
Order, number four, sacrifice. Allie Krenzlak.
1-4. Sights to second on the sacrifice, and we're going to get a runner for Trinity, I believe. They're going to bring sights off of second. Krenzlak due to bat. She had a fly ball to left, and it will be the flex player Emma Starr going in to run at second. So the flex in for the designated player.
Courtesy runner number 8, Emma Starr.
Krenzlak hitting nearly 500 coming into the ball game. 493 to be precise. Runner at second at two out. Krenzlak takes a fastball low and away for a ball. Couple of home runs on the season. Krenzlak also has 21 runs driven in. Hiller's opportunity here to break into the lead with a two-out hit. Ball hit into the air, center field. Nash started back, now stops at the top of the West Mifflin logo and makes the catch in straightaway center. Hiller's get a hit batter, but leave a runner aboard. We've played 2.5. Trinity nothing, Shaler nothing on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsAndLoan.com. Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC. I see.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Olivia Jarotowski will lead off for Shaler.
Olivia Jarotowski.
Each team has had one base runner, left a runner aboard. Scoreless to the bottom of the third. First pitch fastball from Maddie Ray misses high and away. Jarotowski hitting .333 on the campaign for the Titans. Couple of home runs. 8 runs driven in. Well, foul tip back into the glove. 8-9-1 for Shaler in this third inning. Ball pop foul. That's going to get out of play. Ray and the Trinity defense has set down 6 in a row since the leadoff single by Antamaki. One, two, misses high and tight. Second game here has number 1 Penn Trafford against number 9 Chartiers Valley. Then 3-6 West Allegheny Thomas Jefferson matchup. Swing and a miss. First strikeout of the game for Maddie Ray. One out in the third. That'll bring up center fielder Ella Nash.
Now batting. And
we'll have
13,
that
Ella Nash.
3-6 matchup here on WJPA AM as well. When we're done here at West Mifflin, we're going to send you to Boyce Mayview, Lanny Fratteri and Don Rebel to call the Peters Township Baldwin 5A baseball first round matchup, and then we'll be back here to West Mifflin for the final game of the triple header here. Ella Nash comes up empty on a swing. No balls and a strike. Ray went for a little walk to the head of the circle. Now deals. Ball fouled off straight back to the screen. No balls and two strikes. Here's the 0-2 pitch set up outside. Does Zawacki, and the pitch right into the glove. The only issue was that was outside. It was exactly where coaches and catcher Zawacki wanted that. No chase from the 9-hitter Nash. Just a 191 average. Pitch bust inside. Just jumping back out of the way. And now you get your wits about you. You think, oh, I should have got hit by that. I'm a 191 hitter. I should have let it hit me. Get a one-out base runner here in the third, back to the top of the order. Here's the 2-2. Oh, shot to right center field, but shifting that way, running into the gap. Krenzlak runs it down. The line out to center is the second out, and now eight straight now batting, batters have hit 12, into an
Jayla
out.
Antimaki.
Jayla Antimaki comes back to the plate. First inning single, her 25th hit of the 2025 campaign. Trinity would like to keep that number right where it is. First pitch misses down and in for ball one. Antimaki singled in that first, but was erased on a fielder's choice. And runner never did advance. Breaking ball in for a called strike. One ball, one strike, two out, nobody on for Shaler. Bottom of the third inning in a scoreless game. 1-2 pitch, or 1-1 pitch in the turf. Hot feet, dance. Able to jump up out of that one, coming right through the box. Get that back foot out of the way just in time. Ball pop foul, out of play. And now 2-2. Antimaki's base hit in the first was on a head with two strikes. It was not an 0-2 count, but she had two strikes on her when she just stroked it to right field. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Ball popped up, foul. That's going to get behind the first base dugout and onto the netting on top of the batting cage. That's why there's netting on top of the batting cage, just in case somebody's in there trying to get loose. Another 2-2 comebacker off the glove of the pitcher Ray, and throw to first by third baseman Christie, not nearly in time. And Antimaki with her second hit of the game and 26th of the season. Two out single.
Batting next.
And Ellie Nickel coming to the plate. It's a ball that if Ray doesn't touch, Suhoski has it easily behind the circle and makes the play, but just such a reaction play as a pitcher. You know, you're 35 feet away by the time you finish delivering that pitch, and it's just a natural thing to reach out and try to grab it. 1-0 to the plate, pop foul. It's going to go over my left shoulder and back out of play here at West Mifflin. Great to have you along on WJPA AM in Washington, online WJPA.com, the WJPA Sports Network, and video on NFHS. One one to the plate. That misses low and away to Nickel. Nickel hit that hopper over Ray in the first inning that Suhoski made the great play to get the force out at second base. Pitch dies, falls off the table before it gets to the plate, drops low for ball three. Trinity's had one base runner, Shaler with their second on board at first, but now a three ball, one strike count to the plate. Breaks right over the heart of the plate, 3-2. And now Antimaki will be on the move. Three balls, two strikes. Rays payoff pitch, slap foul down the left field line. Measuring up a fastball, trying to stay alive and able to do that. Nickel has seven runs batted in on the year. She puts something into the gap. She's likely to pick up number eight. And another 3-2 pitch. Check swing. Runner on the move. I think they're going to ask for an appeal on that. No, they are not. Nickel takes ball four, and the Hillers do not ask for an appeal. Now they're going to appeal to the first base umpire, which probably a little better angle
now
than the umpire who was
Alyssa
working behind
Shackle.
Second. So single and a walk after two out, and RBI leaders coming to the plate. Schaffold takes a pitch at the letters. Now apparently just high. And catcher Zawacki turned around to the home plate umpire and asked where that was. Did not see any indication. A pretty good looking pitch from this angle. Matty Ray winds and deals the 1-0 slap foul down the right field line. Count even up at 1-1. There's about, I'm going to tell you, 25 feet between the foul line and the perimeter fence, most of the way from the far end of the dugout down. Ball and a strike. Pitch misses inside. 2-1. 25 RBI for Schaffold. 25 RBI for Oleski in the on-deck circle. 2-1, 2-out. Shaler looking to bust open here in the bottom of the third. Here's the 2-1. Strike called. It's 2-2. That ball underneath the hands, like Schaffold crowding the plate a little bit there, and that ball right under her hands over the plate for a called strike. Here's the 2-2 up and away.
Hey, let's go.
And another batter has worked the count full against Matty Ray. And Sean Gray going to take the timeout. A lot of pitches, just the last two batters alone. And Gray maybe just going to use this opportunity to give Ray an opportunity to take a deep breath. One thing important here for the Hillers is that a walk is not the worst thing that happens on a 3-2 pitch coming up. There is a base open. The danger there, you walk Schaffold and you bring Oleski to the plate. She has home run power and has driven in a bunch of runs. 25-25. Outfield shifted around to right. Three balls, two strikes. Ray's pitch to the plate, beating the ground to third. Glove by Christie. Step on the bag, and the side is retired. No runs, a hit, a walk, two left on. We've played three. Trinity, Shaler, scoreless on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Fun, memories, friendship. We're here for all of it. Here for the big moments. And the small ones, too. We're here for unforgettable triumph, momentary misfortune, and the impromptu throwdown. We're out here each day, chasing something great. Call it adventure, call it play, we call it fun. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
There, while Schaffold got the catcher's gear on, she was the batter, the Shaler catcher, so slight delay there in getting things ready to go. First of three games here at the West Mifflin Complex, and again, baseball and softball side by side. We have, there are three softball games here today, and I think my memory serves me right, there's baseball coming up as well. Let me look on the baseball side. Yes, indeed. TJ and Upper St. Clair will play at 7. TJ, baseball over there at 7. Softball here at 7. And it got to be something else. Yeah, Ringgold and Blackhawk to play here at 4:30 in baseball. First pitch swinging. Hannah Suhoski pulls one down the right field line, but foul. Washington County with five teams in action today, baseball and softball, and 16 more tomorrow. So Hosky out in front of a changeup from Basilevac. No balls and two strikes, and this Shaler right-hander has really crafted a nice ball game, has not allowed a hit hit a batter, the only Trinity base runner to this point. Silovac deals way outside. It's a junior right-hander. One ball, two strikes to Trinity's Hannah Sahosky. Four home runs on the year, a 4.43 season average coming in. And now Suhoski and Basilovac not on the same page. And now they're both ready to go. Check the wristband. The right-hander winds and deals. Here comes the 1-2. Suhoski lays off high. Scoreless ball game through three. Comes the 2-2. Suhoski fouls it off. That pitch out over the plate, but Suhoski just ticked it foul. That ball probably up out of the strike zone, not only out over the plate, but probably out of the strike zone. Another 2-2 pitch is due, and again, batter and pitcher going to get on their same timing. Ready to go. 2-2. Lifted foul and out of play down the left field line. And so we'll reset it 2-2 once again. Suhoski hits it in the air to right. Hit it well. Spears drifting back to a warning track, and one hand on the fence makes the catch. Suhoski, a lot of air on that, but just pulled it up about 4 feet shy of getting it out of here. Well played by Emily Spears. Found the fence with the right hand, got the left hand up to make the catch.
Now batting.
Bring up pitcher Matty Ray.
Ray,
the first of four strikeouts, first time through the batting order. Ray takes a curveball. Apparently that missed above the letters, and now it's the Shaler dugout asking where. So, and all in all, no real issues from my seat with that, but one call each. Ball comes inside and hits on the hand. Now, I don't know that we got a definitive call yet from the home plate umpire, whether it was hand or foul, just both hands up, as in dead ball. Now asking for help from the base umpires. Did we get a replay there, Eric? Just want to see that. Yeah, that ball definitely off the left, the heel of the hand or the wrist. And they are going to call hit batter. Yes. One advantage that we have that they don't, we can see on the replay on this one. Sam Bruno will be the courtesy runner for the pitcher. So Ray hit by a pitch. Sam Bruno will courtesy run. A one-out base runner for the Hillers. I think we're going to get a pinch hitter as well. Humphreys is not going to bat. And looks like Ava Montgomery's going to bat.
Now batting number five, Ava Montgomery.
Oh, pinch hit move here in the early stages of the ball game. Middle stages, I guess, quickly into the fourth. Montgomery puts down a perfect sacrifice bunt. Back picket second, and I tell you, Sam Bruno almost ran into an out. There was no chance to go to third, so there's no need to cross the bag. Perfectly played sacrifice goes 5-4, sacks to Nickel.
Batter, number 18, Alexa.
And now Alexa Zawacki looking for a two-out hit. Second time Trinity has given up its second out in a frame to sacrifice a runner. First pitch to Zawacki, swing and a miss. She popped out to second, her first time up. Hey. No balls and a strike. Pitch taken high. Certainly expect Humphreys back in the game when we get to the bottom of the fourth inning. Pressure starts to ratchet up a little bit. The 2-10 game. So Wacky takes the inside. Delayed steal. Throw to second, not, or to third. Not in time. Bruno takes third. Two balls, one strike to count. So Wacky, 11 runs driven in on the year. Now the corner infielders are up. Sachs and Oleski in front of the bags. 2-1, lifted foul and out of play. With the exception of the Suhoski fly out in this inning, the Hillers have not really squared with the good solid contact yet. Several outfield fly balls, but not even really loud outs. Pitch misses up and away. 3-2 the count now to Zawacki. Nina Christie waits on deck. She has 15 Trinity runs batted in. Zawacki looking for her first 2025 playoff base hit. Here comes the 3-2 from Basilevac. Swing and a miss. Five strikeouts through four innings. Hillers get a runner to third, but strand another base runner. We've played 3.5. Trinity nothing, Shaler nothing on the WJPA Sports Network. Presented by CNX Foundation.
Finna make common sense cool again. No tripping, I'm the man, caught slipping. I'll be 20, 30, 50 high. Something to send to Uncle Sam. No, it's hitting fans, only saw in Fertile Land. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Check his post, he ain't got it. Send plans, more than likely, she about it. What he posts, more than likely, he ain't about it. Caught a wave, now we finally making noise. Y'all quiet, y'all timid, y'all shy. Illinois, put in work, finally got a sound, we got it. Illinois, y'all ain't even got no poise. Y'all know, I'm the boy, I'm the boy, I'm the boy.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Matty Ray, we're ready to work the fourth inning. And coming to the plate is Addison Oleski. Line out to second to end the first inning. Get that ball solidly, but place where it was gloved by Hinkler, reaching to her left and going down to a knee. First pitch in for a called strike. Corner infielders a step in front of the bags. 0-1 breaking ball misses away. Ball and a strike. Out and away. Ball two. Well, I thought I had my little issue squared away, but I do not, obviously. Try plan B there. 2-1 misses up and away, and Ray has been wide on each of the last three. Three balls and one strike. Addison Oleski stands in, fouls the pitch off, and now the count is full 3-2. Two hits for the Titans, both out of the one-hitter, Jayla Antamaki. Three balls, two strikes to Oleski. Ground ball right through the legs of pitcher Matty Ray and into center field. Sharp single. And now Emily Spears to bat.
Emily Spears.
Spears, the five-hitter, has a home run and 14 runs batted in. Fly ball into left center field. Measuring that is Krenzlak. First pitch out. Retires Spears. Oleski stays put at first base. Haley Majewski comes to the plate.
Haley Majewski.
Fly out to center. Her first time up. Five A softball quarterfinals here at West Mifflin. Ball hit in the air to right. Runner was moving. Fly ball. There, the throw to first will not be in time. Majewski retired. So back to back first pitch swinging, retiring Spears
third
and Majewski.
Number 27.
And Oleski back in safely at first. Olivia Sachs comes to the plate. Sachs is 0-for-1. Line shot into right center field. Gets down, goes all the way to the fence. Krenzlak playing it back in. There will be runners at the corners. Again, first pitch swinging. Three straight pitches. Two fly ball outs and a ringing double to right center field. But that ball got out there and back in so quickly that Oleski did not have a chance to score. Four hits in the game now for Shaler. Olivia Geraltowski comes to the plate now after that Sachs double. And again, first pitch hunting, the last three batters in a row. First pitch hit in the air to right. Coming on, it's going to die in front of Starr, and it bounces past her. A two-run single. Runner round second. The throw to third is not in time. And Maddie Ray now has been figured out in this inning. The Titans coming up swinging at first pitch. Four consecutive batters.
Now batting number 13,
fly out. Fly out, double, triple, and 2-0. And that was the eight hitter, Geraltowski. First pitch to Ella Nash, misses inside. 10 RBI now on the year for Geraltowski. Ball hit into right. That's going to get down on one hop. RBI single for Nash. 3-0, Shaler.
Now batting top of the order, number 12.
And we go back to the top of the order. Shaler with plenty of two-out lightning here in the fourth. And it's the 7-8-9 hitters that do the damage. Double, triple, single, and three runs driven home. And Tamaki, who has two hits, comes to the plate now. Breaking ball misses low. Two balls and no strikes. Coming up in about 25 minutes, WJPA will bring you Peters Township Baldwin baseball. Fastball in the dirt. Skitters past Zawacki. The wild pitch gives Nash 60 feet. Now three balls and no strikes to Antamaki. Ray gathers, winds and deals 3-0, misses way inside, ball four. Second walk of the game allowed by the Trinity right-hander. And Ellie Nickel comes to the plate.
Ellie Nickel.
Lead-off single for Oleski. And then back-to-back flyouts on first pitches. Swing and a miss. Nickel in behind on that pitch, 0-1. And again, first pitch swinging, Spears, Majewski fly out. Sachs, first pitch double to right center. Geraltowski, first pitch triple to right. Ball bunted back to the pitcher. Ray will throw to second baseman Hinkler covering. And that will end the inning. But not before the Titans bust out three runs on four hits in the inning. They leave a runner aboard, two runners on base. We played Four complete. Now it's Shaler 3, Trinity nothing on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, sending along best wishes to all our spring athletes. Our annual banquet, Sunday, June 8th, will honor 12 new inductees, plus the 1982 Ringgold Rams football and the 1987-88 Waynesburg University basketball teams of yesteryear, as well as a number of special honorees. Log on now to get your tickets and join the celebration. WashGreenSportsHall.org.
Trinity down three runs, three innings to work on that, but the Hillers have not had a base
leading
hit yet.
Off number 22, Nina Christie.
And now the Hillers are going to need to figure out Bria Basilevac, as it appears that the Titans figured out Maddie Ray in that inning. First pitch, swing and a miss. Nina Christie out in front. That changeup. Second game here at West Mifflin, also a 5A quarterfinal, will feature number 9, Chartiers Valley, taking on number 1, Penn Trafford. Breaking ball misses outside, a ball and a strike. The rest of this 5A bracket, North Hills and Fox Chapel playing right now at North Allegheny. And then we're back tonight with the West Allegheny Thomas Jefferson in the 3-6 game. Basilevac winds and deals a 1-1. Christie takes high for ball 2. Two balls and a strike to Trinity's third baseman. Lays off a pitch that ran off the plate. Ball 3. Hillers have not had a leadoff batter reach base today. In fact, both of their base runners hit by pitch came after one out in the third and fourth. Here's the 3-1. Christie fouls it straight back. Ball on the inner half. Went down and tried to get it. Lifted it foul. Friends from Westmoreland Sports will be coming in to do game 2. That game will be on the NFHS network as well. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Basilevac deals. Ball ripped. Foul. Went between the on-deck circle and the third base coach's box. Peters Township and Baldwin Baseball due to start at 4:30, pregame at 4:15. May start online first, and then we'll join. 3-2 again, fouled straight back. Good battling at bat here for Nina Christie. Count holds at 3-2. Peters Township Baldwin Baseball first round 5A baseball action. 3-2, swing and a miss. Pitch down and in, throw to first. Going to be in time to retire Christie on strikes for the second time in the game. 6 strikeouts now for Basilevac through 4 and a third. Riley Vienick comes to the plate. Trinity left fielder struck out to open the third inning. Shaler right-hander deals. Vienick bunts it and almost came right in the booth. Scott Donnelly on that camera, he did not move. That ball coming right at his noggin. But it drifted about a foot and a half high, or it would have put one right on the forehead. The ball's in a strike to Vienick. Vienick shows bunt and puts it down. The ball's going to land foul and be touched there by catcher Schaffeld. I'm impressed. If you didn't hear me saying that was a foul ball coming right at our videographer, you'd never know it. He stayed steady. The camera did not move. Nothing whatsoever. It was in the zone, as they say. Here comes the 0-2. Vienick swings and misses. Strikes out for the second time. 7 strikeouts in the middle part of the Trinity batting order is combined for 5 of those 7. And 5-6-7 hitters 0 for 6 with 5 strikeouts. Remy Seitz hit by a pitch, her only at bat. Checks off. Going to be ruled to be a swing. Seitz hit by that pitch, sacrificed the second and the third, but stranded when Krenzlak flied out. That pitch misses off the dish. Trinity down 3-0, batting in the top of the fifth with two out and nobody on. Only two base runners to this point for the Hillers. Basilevac's fastball in on the hands, off the plate. Oh, catcher Schaffold left it sit there for a long time. 2-1. Well, Christie had a 3-1 count in her favor to start this inning, but eventually struck out. And now Seitz swings and misses, evens the count at 2-2. And tried to catch up with that offering, running down and away by the right-hander Basilevac. Here's the 2-2, swing and a miss. Hillers strike out in order, 6, 7, and 8. Strikeouts now in the ballgame for the Shaler right-hander. We played 4.5, Shaler 3, Trinity nothing on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Schaffold. Shaler half of the fifth. Titans leading 3-0. 3-4, 5 hitters due up. Sheffield, Oleski, and Spears against Matty Ray. First pitch high and away for ball one. One of the great things about baseball, softball, is that when you're batting, you can relax. You know that if you're leading, all you can do is improve it. If you're trailing, it can't get any worse. Unlike football, where all of a sudden, you could be trying to sit on the lead and pick six or a fumble or something like that happens. Ground ball foul, wide of third. Two balls and a strike now to Schaffold. Coach Tom Source in that third base coach's box. Schaffold works in the very front of the batter's box, pops one up. Krenzlak started in, stopped, comes in again, gets into the middle of that West Mifflin logo, at least in the right leg of the M, and makes the catch for the first out here in the bottom of the fifth.
Now batting,
if you're on defense, 10, Addison, conversely, Lusky. You want to just try to keep it right here and get the bats back in your hands. Addison Oleski, single and a run scored in the fourth, scored the game's first run. Line shot to right center field. Krenzlak's going to chase that one to the fence. Good play off the chain link to hold Oleski to a single, but again, she came up first pitch hunting and got something out over the plate and able to drill it to right center.
Batting fifth, number 25, Emily Spears.
Emily Spears fly outs to right and center in her two ABs. Not beating a dead horse, but she looked for something to drive her first time or last time up. This time takes a pitch at the knees for a called strike. Shaler has won 5 in a row and 7 of 8 coming in. Line shot Base hit into left. Station to station goes Oleski. Spears hit that one sharply through the 5-6 hole. 8 hits in the ball game now for the Shaler Titans. Haley Majewski to the plate.
Number 3, Haley Majewski.
2 flyouts to right field. Mentioned Shaler has won 5 in a row and 7 of 8. Trinity, couple of wins, 3-2 in their last 5, but just 4-4 since a midseason 5-game win streak. Lost to Thomas Jefferson at Connellsville in section, Char Valley and Southmoreland in non-section games. Playoff win against South Fayette to get here. Bunt put down, hops off the turf and behind catcher Zawacki for a strike. Good to have you along on WJPA AM in Washington, online WJPA.com, video on the NFHS network as well. Thanks to Lance Mayhaw and the entire crew here at West Mifflin. Pitch fouled off straight back by Majewski. 448 average. And some pop, 3 home runs on the year, but now in an 0-2 hole, a couple of flyouts to Emma Starr. Ray's pitch hit in the air behind the first baseman. Good job to get back to it as Humphreys, and the runners do a nice job as well not to get fooled and doubled off there. They read that very well. Humphreys goes back and makes the catch.
Batting 7th, number 27, Olivia Sachs.
Olivia Sachs, who doubled on the last pitch she saw. Swings and misses at the first offering here. No balls and a strike, 2-on-2 out. Shaler looking to add to this 3-0 lead with some more 2-out magic. Sinking line drive off the glove of Suhoski. Going to end up down the left field line for a base hit and an RBI. It's 4-0. Sachs, just her 5th RBI of the year, and that sinking line drive
now
pulled by the
8,
right-handed
Olivia
batter.
Geraldowski.
And the ball dying, and Suhoski actually tried to field that open hand. If she backhand picks that, probably a better shot at it. Geraldowski takes inside for a ball. Second hit for Sachs in the game. Third hit of this inning for Shaler, and now a 4-0 lead. Pitch to Geraldowski. Misses high for a ball 2. Geraldowski hit the triple to right. Tapper foul now. 2 balls and a strike. Fly out to start the inning. Oleski single. Spears with a base hit to left. Runners at first and second. Infield pop out by Majewski. And then Sachs with that sinking line drive off the glove of the Trinity shortstop. 2-1. Pitch drops. Dies. Low for a ball. Zawacki doesn't handle it cleanly. And the runners advance. Get another look at that pitch. I think Zawacki just didn't catch it. We're going to go past ball there. Pitch was dying, but pitch misses low, ball 4, and that'll walk the bases. So any scoring impact of whether wild pitcher passed ball now no longer matters. And the 9 hitter, Ella Nash, comes to the plate.
Now batting number 13, Ella Nash.
Third walk allowed by Ray in the game. And 1 in each of the last 3 innings. Last ball must be high. Good looking pitch. But and it catcher Zawacki says, "Hi, I guess," to the dugout. Ray deals to Nash. That one low, dugout. But now 2 balls and no strikes to the 9 hitter. Oh, boy, what work the bottom 6 spots in the lineup have done for Shaler. Pitch misses low, ball three. And Ray questions our home plate umpire and gets the answer, yes, low. Three balls and no strikes. Whipped off the protective mask, went for a walk. Now Zawacki's going to go to the circle and chat with Ray. There were two on and two out, but since then, single and a walk. Now to the nine-hitter Nash with the bases loaded. 3-0 count, already an RBI single today in the nine spot. But I mentioned the bottom six spots, 2-for-3, 1-for-3, Majewski, 3 fly ball outs, 3-0 pitch in for a called strike. But then 7-8-9 looked like this. 2-for-3 in an RBI, 1-for-2 and 2 runs batted in, and 1-for-2 with an RBI. 3-1 comebacker. Pass the pitcher in the center field, rounding second, throw to third. The run should not score. Yeah, the last run does not score. She did not get home before the tag out at third, and good work by the home plate umpire to line that up. So the first run scores, but the second one does not, with the out at third base retiring Gerald Towski. Oh, all told, the Titans add two more runs in the inning on four more base hits, and they leave two runners aboard. We've played five complete now. It's Shaler 5, Trinity nothing on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Yeah, let me just back up and give you that picture. Ella Nash gets her second hit of the game, her second run driven in, and that scored Spears from third. But Sachs got to third and was not yet home when Gerald Towski was tagged out on a play going Krenzelak to Christie at third base. You'll get a look here. And ground that shot right through the wickets of the pitcher. Oh, good job by Krenzelak, and I mean, it was not even close. Gerald Towski wasn't even to the batter's box yet when the out was accomplished at third base. So again, two runs on four hits. Shaler leaves two runners aboard. They get a batter for the Hillers. Looks like Jonna Hartley is going to bat. Hartley takes first pitch for a called strike. 5-0 Titans lead, and kudos to the bottom part of their batting order doing the damage here this afternoon. First pitch to Hartley in for a called strike. Ball lifted foul and out of play over the backstop. And quickly in a two-strike hole. Due up at 5 o'clock here. Penn Trafford and Chartiers Valley in the 5A softball quarterfinals. Ball fouled off. Hartley late swing and just got a piece of that. Lifted it to the backstop. Hillers have not had a hit yet today. Shaler with the three runs in the fourth and five or two more in the fifth, have 8 hits over those two innings. Here's the 0-2. This is inside and low. Basilevac gets the sign from the dugout, checks the wristband. The junior right-hander is 1-2 to the plate. Fouled off. Hartley getting a piece of that, lifting it over the first base dugout. Hillers, my count, 2 batters beyond the minimum to this point. Swing and a miss. Hartley tied up. That's 9 strikeouts for Basilevac. One out in the sixth. Back to the top of the order.
Now batting Hartley top of the order, number four.
Wasn't going to swing and then waited on the changeup and then got all tied up in the hands there. Allie Krenzlack, 0 for 2 in the game, stands in. Tapper to the third baseman. Sachs handles a nice second hop, throws on the first. Two outs now. Other than bunts,
second, number 11,
that's the first Hannah ground ball out off Trinity bats today. Yep, just a scan back through. Two sacrifice bunts as ground outs, and now that tapper to third. Hannah Suhoski almost hit a home run in the fourth. Takes a pitch in the dirt. She led off the fourth inning with a fly ball to deep right. Emily Spears played perfectly. Hand on the fence, reached up with the other hand. Took the ball in the glove. 1-0, also in the dirt. Turf, looks like dirt. That's the design. That's what it's supposed to look like. Two out, nobody on for Trinity. The Hillers, seven straight retired. Check swing, foul ball. Last batter to reach base was Maddie Ray, hit on that fastball in on the hands. And that foul ball, Suhoski, hit it off the bat in their own leg. Two out, nobody on. Here's the 2-1 from Basilevac. Hit in the air to left center. Shallop, ball dying. Coming on as Ella Nash lays out and makes the grab. Outstanding play in center to retire the side. Hillers retired in order for the fourth time in six innings. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Shaler 5, Trinity nothing on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Spring into home construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner-builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Shaler to the top of the batting order. Jayla Antamaki, 2 for 2 plus a walk in the game, takes the first pitch for a called strike. Antamaki hitting 530 plus coming into today. She has done nothing to hurt that. 0-1, pulled down the left field line, but foul. Soft serve action, but drifted foul. Venick unable to get there before it found its way to the turf. When this one ends, we'll wrap up as quickly as we can, get you out to Boyce Mayview for baseball action. Pitch misses outside. Antamaki takes that for a ball, 1-2. Shaler, one hit in the first, a hit in the third, both of those singles by Antamaki, but then four hits in each of the last two innings. Ball lifted foul off the backstop screen. And all eight of those base hits in spots 4 through 9 in the batting order. One, two, Antamaki, line shot off the glove of Hinkler. Base hit to right. Her third hit of the game. Lead off single for Shaler.
Batting second, number 2, Ellie Nickel.
That'll bring up Ellie Nickel. Just a couple of notes here that We play seven innings by regulation, but the game can be ended after either five or six by a 10-run margin, losing team having batted at least as many innings. Bunt shown by Nickel takes it outside for a ball. Corners charging. Ball is bunted out in front of the plate. Catcher makes the play, and the ruling safe at first. Yeah, that throw from Zawacki to Hinkler.
Batting third.
Yeah, beat the runner by a half step there, but ruling is safe, so bunt single for Nickel. And now Alyssa Schaffold to bat. And I mentioned the five or six innings that the run rule. Should Shaler score five times in this inning, the ball game would end. One ball, no strikes to Schaffold. Fly ball to left center field. Hit well and out of here. A long way out of here. Three-run home run for Schaffold, her fifth of the season. And now 28 runs batted in on the year. It's 8-0, Shaler. A great ball game through three innings, but the Titans, four hits in the fourth, four in the fifth, and three already, three batters in here in the sixth inning.
Batting fourth, number 10.
And that'll bring Addison Oleski. Top of the batting order. Got tired of hearing me talk about the bottom part of the Shaler batting order. Single, bunt single, three-run, no doubt home run to start the sixth. Oleski takes a breaking ball outside for ball one. Yeah, score is 8-0, Shaler. Fastball misses high, 2-0. Titans with three runs in the fourth, two more in the fifth, and three already here in the sixth. Pitch to Oleski, swing and a miss. Two balls and a strike to count. Oleski, 2-for-3 today. Couple of singles, scored twice. Fouls this pitch off. Oleski led off the fourth inning with her first hit and a one-out single in the fifth. Two balls, two strikes. Oh, cloud cover moving through and the breeze picking up here at West Mifflin. 2-2 misses outside. Join Lanny Fratteri and Dawn Rebel as soon as we're done here at West Mifflin. They're already underway on WJPA.com and NFHS. 3-2, misses high, ball four, and the game-ending run is coming to the plate. Fourth walk of the game.
Now batting.
One in each of the last four innings allowed by Maddie Ray. Emily Spears has a home run and 14 runs batted in this year. 1-for-3 in today's game. Pitch misses low for a ball. Nobody out. Bottom of the sixth inning. Three runs already across. West Mifflin leads 8-0, and Sean Gray going to go to the circle. A chance to remind you that this game and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIL and the NFHS Network. Our broadcast intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening and viewing audience, and any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the express written consent of the WPIL, the NFHS Network, and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. Announcer chosen and paid by WJPA, all rights reserved, copyright 2025. Conference in the circle breaks up. Spears back in the box. Ray winds and deals the 1-0 in the turf, 2-0. And now Ray wants a new softball. We recognize our player of the game following the contest. Two balls, no strikes. Ray winds and deals. Swing and a miss. That time, Spears chased the pitch running down and away. Two balls, one strike. Pitch to the plate. That one goes to the backstop. Wild pitch moves Zaleski to second. 3-1 the count now on the batter. Solid single off the glove of second baseman Hinkler. Bunt single for Nickel. Three-run home run for Schaffold. Little flare single down the left field line. Going to go into the corner. First and third. Still nobody out. And the game-ending run now on at first base. That's four hits in this inning. Haley Majewski comes to the plate.
Now batting number three, Haley Majewski.
Majewski, the only Shaler batter who does not have a hit today. Two flyouts to right and a pop out to first. Majewski has three home runs on the air. A fly ball to right center field. Starr giving chase onto the warning track, makes the grab. Sacrifice fly. Majewski's 19th run bat at the end of the season, and it's now 9-0 Shaler.
Now batting number 27, Olivia Sack.
Spears stays at first on that fly out to right. Olivia Sacks comes to the plate. Sacks hits a little fly ball into center. Room there for Krenzlak to make the grab. Two outs. And Olivia Geraltowski coming to the plate now. Geraltowski with a triple, a walk, and a strikeout in her three plate appearances. First pitch popped up in the infield. Second baseman Hinkler settles under it, makes the grab, and the side is retired. But the Titans add four more runs on four hits in the inning. They leave a runner aboard. We go to the top of the seventh. Shaler 9, Trinity nothing on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo. The officers of the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame wish the very best to our local baseball and softball playoff teams. Our annual golf scramble is June 16th at South Point and helps fund $13,000 in student-athlete scholarships awarded at our annual banquet. We have room for several additional foursomes, but the field is filling fast. Get all the details online and join the fun. WashGreenSportsHall.org.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
We go to the seventh inning in Trinity. The struggle has gotten steeper each of the last three frames. Gave up three in the fourth, two in the fifth, and then four more in the sixth. So down 9-0. Hillers need nine runs before three outs to extend the ball game. And Bria Basilevac has not allowed a hit. Maddie Ray will lead off the Trinity seventh. Hillers through six innings are two batters beyond the minimum. Remy Seitz and Matty Ray, the only two base runners to reach. Ray takes a breaking ball low for ball one. Both of them hit by a pitch, sacrificed, and ended up stranded. When that happened, the ball game was still scoreless through three and a half. Ray takes a fastball for a called strike. As we mentioned, Shaler with three in the bottom of the fourth, two more in the fifth, and four in the top of this inning. Swing and a miss. Ray out in front of an off-speed pitch. Basilevac has just crafted an outstanding ball game here today. So far, nine strikeouts to this point. 1-2 up and away. Evens the count at 2-2. Loser season comes to an end. Winner goes to the semis and clinches a berth in state tournament. Wave and a miss. Ray down on strikes for the second time. That's 10 Ks. Gabby Humphreys, 0 for 1. Struck out her only at bat.
Number 28, Gabby Humphreys.
Humphreys works in the front of the box and up against the home plate. Basilevac's first pitch in on the hands, pulled foul through the third base coach's box. Again, if you're tuning in for Peters Township Baldwin Baseball on WJPA AM, we'll get you there as quickly as we can. We'll join that game in progress. Lanny Fratteri, Don Rebel calling that for us. 0-1 swung on a missed. A good fastball, Basilevac in the outer half. In the lower part of that strike zone, and Humphreys came up empty. Shaler, junior right-hander, winds and deals an 0-2. Took a little something off, swing and a miss. Strikeout number 11. 10 straight batters now retired since Ray hit by a pitch in the fourth. Alexa Zawacki to the plate now. She is 0 for 2. Everybody's 0 for so far, and Zawacki, the last chance. Little humpback changeup drops in for a called strike. Basilevac checks the wristband and now winds and deals 0-1. Zawacki can't measure a fastball waist high over the plate. 0-2. Shaler a strike away. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Zawacki swings and misses. It's a no-hitter in the WPIL quarterfinals. Bria Basilevac strikes out a dozen, allows just two base runners in the ballgame, and strikes out 12. A no-hitter to win the WPIL quarterfinals. Your final score, Shaler 9, Trinity nothing. Recap when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit W&J to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. W&J, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Shaler Titans celebrating their victory here in the WPIL quarterfinals. Also with that, a trip to the semis and a berth in the state championship tournament that starts the Monday after Memorial Day. Hillers go without a hit. We went scoreless to the third inning, and Shaler with a leadoff single by Addison Oleski after two flyouts, both on first pitches. Olivia Sachs doubled on her first pitch, hit it so sharply, though Oleski only got to third, and Olivia Geraldowski tripled on the first pitch she saw to drive in two. Ella Nash singled on the first hit she saw to drive in the third run. Shaler had all they would need, 3-0 lead there. To the fifth, after one out, Oleski and Spears back-to-back singles. After an infield pop-out, runner still at first and second, Sachs with a base hit that scored a run, and then a walk to Geraldowski, and Nash with a base hit to score another. It was 5-0. And then to the top of the sixth, Jayla Antamaki with a sharp single to right, her third hit of the game. Ellie Nickel with a bunt base hit. And then Alyssa Schaffold with a three-run home run. Oleski walked, went to second on a wild pitch, to third on Emily Spears' single, and scored. Then on Majewski's sacrifice fly to right to set the final score. Shaler, 9 runs on 14 hits. No errors, 8 runners left on base. Trinity, no runs, no hits, did not commit an error, and stranded just 2 base runners. Winning pitcher, Bria Basilevac, no-hitter, 7 innings, did not allow a walk, hit 2 batters, and struck out 12 to get the win. On the offensive side, Antomaki with 3 hits. 3-run home run for Schaffold, giving her now 5 home runs and 28 runs batted in on the year. Oleski, 2-for-3, plus a walk and 3 runs scored. Spears, 2-for-2 on the day. Majewski with an RBI. Sachs, single-double when a run driven in. Jarotowski was 1-for-3, plus a walk, a triple, a run scored, and 2 runs driven in. And Ella Nash in the 9 spot, 2-for-3, with a couple of runs batted in. Time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
And it should be no surprise, you do a game broadcast and somebody, a pitcher, throws a no-hitter, probably going to be player of the game. And we'll go that way today. Bria Basilevac, the no-hitter here in the WPIL quarterfinals, a 9-0 shutout win for the Shaler Titans over Trinity. And our Washington County College Center CCBC player of the game is Bria Basilevac. Today's game on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you by Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By CNX Dream Field, making your dream field come true. By Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Peters Township Baldwin 5A Baseball coming up next in progress here on WJPA AM. Then we're right back at you tonight. Another 5A softball quarterfinal featuring West Allegheny and defending state champion Thomas Jefferson here at West Mifflin. Thanks to both head coaches, to Lance Mayhaw and all the folks here at West Mifflin, for our floor director Eric Bennett, videographer Scott Donnelly, and studio producer Jacob Knisner. I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks for being with us. In the WPIL 5A Girls Softball Quarterfinals here at West Mifflin, your final score, Shaler 9, Trinity nothing, a no-hitter for the Shaler Titans. Bria Basilevac. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.